Let's Talk, the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk is designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. We're continuing our look at the Songs of Ascent, and today we come to Psalm 131. This is a psalm of just three verses, which says this: O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me, but I've calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. You may have seen the work of American artist Mary Cassatt, who is well known for her paintings of mothers and children. Many of her paintings depict tranquil scenes of a mother holding her child, both wearing peaceful, content expressions. They are the kind of paintings that are calming and serene, and honestly, very different from the typical early days of life with a new baby. Have you noticed that it's absolutely normal for babies to depend on someone else for food, shelter, clothing, and, well, everything? And we are all well aware that babies have this amazing ability to get our attention when they are in need. While this is considered normal for babies, it's also normal for this kind of behavior to only last for a limited amount of time. Considering this, the illustration used in Psalm 131 of a weaned child is particularly meaningful. Don't you just love the way God uses familiar illustrations to help us understand spiritual concepts? Here the psalmist says to the Lord, I'm not occupied with issues that are beyond me. Instead, I'm like a child, but not like an infant making demands to be fed. He clarifies that he is like a weaned child. In fact, he clarifies even further, a weaned child with his mother. In other words, he's describing himself to be as peaceful as one of those children in a Mary Cassatt painting, a child who can rest in his mother's arms, just enjoying being held. Eugene Peterson suggests that the Lord uses the picture of a child here, not because of the child's helplessness, but because of the child's willingness to be led, to be taught, and to be content in the arms of the Lord. The psalmist is painting a picture with words, describing his soul as one that has been calmed and quieted, content now to just be in the presence of the Lord. In the same way that a weaned child enjoys the closeness and tranquility of just being held in the arms of his mother, the psalmist has discovered the satisfaction that comes from a deepening relationship with the Lord, where simply being in his presence is enough. He's figured out that life revolves around the Lord and not around him. His prayers are more about the greatness of God than a list of things he wants God to do. He's learned how to let go of the things that are beyond his ability to control and simply trust God. It's perhaps an understatement to say this takes time. In just the same way that it takes years for a child to develop, our spiritual development is also a process. In fact, it's a process that will continue until the day we take our last breath. It's helpful to remember that in just the same way that no two children grow, so we each have a unique rate of spiritual growth. But the point is that it's normal to grow, to not stay an infant spiritually, but to move toward a relationship with the Lord that looks more like a weaned child with its mother than an infant needing constant attention. Just as we like to know where our children are in their growth and development, it's helpful to take a step back from time to time. Do a personal spiritual assessment. Take time to ask yourself how you're doing spiritually. You may not be where you'd like to be, but are you moving in the direction the psalmist is describing? Are you spending regular time with the Lord and enjoying it? Does God's word bring you joy? Do you have times when you are simply in awe of who God is? Do you recognize his handiwork, his fingerprints, in the circumstances of life? Do you find it easy to talk about what God is showing you? Do you have extended times of just enjoying being in God's presence? If not, do you know the secret of asking God for his help? Being honest with ourselves as we ask questions like these on a regular basis can be helpful for promoting spiritual growth. Remember, we're on a spiritual journey, learning how to walk in much the same way a child learns to walk. God is ready to help every step of the way. Just ask and watch what He does. It may not look like what you have in mind, but remember, He can be trusted no matter what. If the path you're on is steep, move with care, but keep moving. If it gets rocky and you fall down, get up, but keep going. Just make sure you're headed toward the Savior and spending time simply enjoying His presence along the way. Let's pray. Lord, we ask You to help us calm and quiet our souls. We need Your help with this every day. Help us to know You like the picture painted in this psalm, enjoying just being in Your presence. Thank You that You can be trusted and that Your presence really is enough. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Remember, come what may, His presence is enough.